1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, so anyway, I got out of bed this morning, went over to the TV set because I take the kids to school on Fridays, or is it Thursdays? Or maybe I took them to school today anyway, because somehow I got roped in to take them to school. And I flip on the TV, and there is another bomb. Went off in Jerusalem. You know, and you try to move through the day and pretend like everything's cool because that's what we do in this country, don't we? We just kind of move through the day and we pretend everything is cool and there's, you know, everything is just the way it is, man. There's going to be the fashion show and we're going to have the movie opening and we're going to have the paintball tournament. And, you know, we don't try to ignore the fact that, you know, halfway around the world, man, things are coming undone pretty fast. But that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it's a war and this is how we're fighting it right now. We're sort of just kind of half pretending like it's not there. But I flipped the tube on, and there it is, somebody. And then, of course, the news is it's a woman. And this is a shock. I love how they say, and the bomber was a woman. Well, man, they got him in the Israeli army. We got female cops. Says a woman can't strap a bomb to herself, walk into a pizza parlor, or this time it was, what, a bus station or close to a bus station, and go ahead and blow herself up. She blowed herself up, man. To hell and gone, as the saying goes. And I'm looking at this, and then the guy says, and Secretary Powell is in the Middle East. I'm thinking, what, that poor bastard. Powell's in the Middle East. What do you think you're going to do? You know, what you got to do at a certain point is you just have to face the music, face the facts. There's not a problem. It's okay. Just face the facts. There's no peace treaty, even close to any kind of a peace treaty. This is war. Let the Israelis do what they're doing. Because what do you think is going to happen? More suicide bombers? Like, they don't know that they already got that going on, right? Like, well, this is a big shock. You know, if you keep these incursions into the West Bank, there's going to be more of these bombings. Really? No kidding. Well, we're going to do what we can do to stop them. But we recognize you hate our guts. You don't want us around here. You never have wanted us around here. Why is this a news flash? For whatever reason, these poor Palestinian people just ain't too bright. Or if there's anybody bright over there, they haven't let anybody know about it because they let themselves get yanked this way and that by guys like Arafat. A guy who ordinarily, in any other walk of life, couldn't find his ass with both hands and a flashlight in a closet. This guy is completely lost. But put him over there in Palestine, and he's a world beater. He's the king. This guy's as dumb as dirt. But over there, he's the president. Now, he's a real scumbag. Everybody knows it, but they don't know what to do with him. I know what to do with him. You kill him. Kill him. I don't understand why. Is there some problem? You kill him. Oh, but if you do that, then the entire Middle East will explode. Oh, well, wait a minute. Just let me follow you on this. What do you mean the entire Middle East will explode? Well, then the Arab nations will rise up against Israel. Yeah? Since when was that a threat? Since when has that ever scared anybody? All the Middle Eastern nations will rise up against Israel. They already have. Do I have to remind you? Israel kicked ass on every last one of them. You got anybody else? Last time I heard, Saddam Hussein was threatening all kinds of fire and brimstone. Well, the last time I saw his soldiers, they were wetting their pants begging for mercy in that Gulf War. He was talking about what a bunch of hard asses he had. Last time I saw an Iraqi soldier, he was wetting his pants, kissing the hand of an American Marine, begging for his life. Okay, that's Iraq. Now let's move on to Al-Qaeda. Those are the guys that said they wanted us face-to-face, mano-a-mano. We sent our 10th Division up there. Where'd they go? They ran. Fired off a couple of mortars and ran back into their caves. Went, ooh, can't get me. They were playing like hide-and-go-seek with these guys. They shot a few caves closed. These guys ran. Okay, that's Al-Qaeda. Next, all right, let's see. Iran, I hear there are some real badasses there. Roger. I bet you put a 9mm in their ear and they'll wet their pants too. Okay, next. All right, Syria. They ain't got no great shakes. Israel already kicked their ass. Jordan kicked their ass. Egypt kicked their ass. What exactly is going to happen in the Middle East if Israel just keeps doing what it's doing? Wait a minute. Cut off the oil? Let me ask any interested party this simple question. Do you really think we're going to let that happen? Do you really honestly believe that Saudi Arabia is going to be able to cut the juice off from us? The answer to that question is a very simple no. So now what else is going to happen? Well, a whole bunch of ragheads are going to get real pissed off, then Israel will kick their ass, and then we're back to square one. Or we could have a wider war and level the whole place. Only thing left standing is Israel. Sounds good to me. I'm ready. But the one thing I'm not fooled about is any idea that anybody wants any peace down there, because nobody wants... I think the Israelis would like to have the suicide bombings knock off, but I think everybody else thinks it's fantastic. I think Arafat loves every time a Palestinian dies. I think all of those guys, they just love it. They love it every time one of those people blows themselves up. Because there's... I heard the last thing was Arafat was in good spirits. He's sitting there feeling fantastic. He was hugging and kissing all of his buddies as they were coming in there to have a meeting. How come you feel so good there, Yasser? Had another suicide bomber, man. Somebody blew themselves into freaking pizza toppings. Oh, great. I say Israel keeps doing what it's doing. I say they go house to house if they have to. I say they continue to protect themselves as a nation. And if more people die, then that's the price you got to pay, because they happen to be engaged in a war right now. People are coming over and murdering their citizens. They've got to go over and they got to neutralize that. And all of these people who talk about Israeli-occupied territories, do you know that if there was no Israeli occupation in those territories, first of all, they would still be at risk from suicide bombing. But let's just say that there was no Israeli occupation of that territory, and there was still the Palestinian Authority. They still wouldn't have toilets that flush. Probably the best thing that ever happened to them was Israel going in there. So I hate to break the news, but here is how it's going to play out. Powell's going to come back feeling really stupid, and I think he should. If he's got any moxie at all, he'll tell Arafat to blow it out his ass, that he's not going to meet with him, that he's coming back to the States. You know, maybe I was interested in doing it, man, but this latest thing that happened today, this bombing in Jerusalem, forget it. Gets back on a plane, flies back to America. Israel finally says, thank you very much. It's been nice knowing you. We've had don't think it hasn't been a thrill and a half. And they go in and they waste Arafat where he sits. They'll have to occupy. It will probably mean that they are going to have to be an army of occupation for a while, and it means that they're going to have to deal with a lot of streets. It's going to be an ugly thing. But I believe that if you cut that head off, that Arafat head, you begin to slowly but surely disseminate the power that those just said the a-hole word. So I had to dump myself again. You begin to do kind of diffuse that power. So the first thing Israel does, Powell comes back, they go in, and they waste that tablecloth-wearing little scumbag Arafat. And then we begin to, then it's going to get ugly. But hey, what is it now? Is it a walk in a freaking park? Then it'll get ugly. Then Syria will scream and yell. Then Iran will scream and yell. And then gradually, everybody's cards will come right out and lay right out on the table. Everybody's going to show their hand. And we will know the scumbags for who we knew them to be in the first place. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, all of them. We'll know what we're dealing with. We'll know exactly what we're dealing with. But you got to get that Arafat. You kill him. I think Israel's about 5 seconds away from doing that anyway. And if we got to go to war, we got to go to war. Is that easy for me to say? No, it's not easy for me to say. You want to be stupid and think that you're going to have peace? They don't want no peace. They want to kill you. They want to kill Jews. They want to kill Americans. They just want to kill anybody that's having a good time with their life. They want to kill anybody with a widescreen TV. They want to kill anybody with a widescreen TV and a pair of good sneakers. That's what they want to do. Just waste them all. Time is now, man. Israel goes in. They turn that guy Arafat into a grease stain on his chair. They take out everybody else that's in that compound. And then they start going house to house. They start taking every cache of weapons they can find, every cache of explosives they can find. Are they going to have a bunch of pissed off Palestinians? Yes, they absolutely will have a lot of pissed off Palestinians. But I guarantee you this, gradually, slowly but surely, that whole homicide bomber, suicide bomber, you call it what the hell you want, that thing's going to go away. Now, what they will have is a good, clean, honest war on their hands, which means guys shooting with guns, you shoot back, may the best man win, and we all know who that's going to be. And no more of this this dirtbag politics that this guy Arafat plays. I'm sitting here every morning. It's screwing up my... Let me tell you something. I got a brand new box of Frosted Flakes. It messed my breakfast up big time. And then we went out to talk about, gee, the bomber was a woman. How unusual. Jeez. Any man that's ever been married knows exactly... I'm kidding. All right, there it is. That's my analysis of whatever the hell is happening out there. I think it's just as valuable as anybody else's. See, that's the thing with this show. You get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You get a little bit of that comedy stuff with those phony voices, and you got me running my mouth about stuff that I don't know anything about, but I know just as much about it as anybody else. On a Phil Hendry show here. But keep in mind that idea I had about having a police riot in the middle of the Academy Awards red carpet. I would pay to see that. I would spare Yasser Arafat's life for that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the image of police stumbling from a building with, you know, blood coming down their heads after being hit with a police baton, you know, people holding cloth to their noses, trying to gag their way through tear gas after police have fired it. It's a horrible image. But is it such a terrible thing if it happened at a Star Trek convention? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Craig, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi to you, Phil. By the way, I just wanted to say that your comedy is raw and it's great, and I tune in every day.
Thanks.
And I find myself sitting in my car after, you know, your bit gets going, and I can't get out of my car. I'm one of those listeners.
You need to get one of those handles that releases the trunk. You can crawl out that way.
Or
right,
a life.
Thanks. Thank you.
Phil, yeah. I wanted to tell you that you're not running your mouth about the situation in the Middle East. You're right on. And in fact, I find myself agreeing with your takes very much.
Well, I mean, look, what's the worst thing can happen if they take out Arafat? They're going to have to deal with more. They're going to have to deal with more of the crap they're already dealing with, right?
Exactly.
Which they're already well prepared to take care of. They've already got their army mobilized and they're on the move. Go ahead.
Now, what's going to happen when Yasser Arafat does actually have a toe tag on? There's going to be some strife afterwards, and then there's going to be a replacement, and then we're back to square one. But at least we're not where we are now, and that's your take.
Or they could continue to do what they're doing, which is basically go into the occupied territory, neutralize every area of this militia activity that's going on, and make Arafat look like an utter and complete, even more of an ass than he looks now. Which I don't know how much more stupid the guy could look.
I don't know either.
You know, but they can continue, just go house to house if they have to, until finally somebody stands up like a man or a woman over there and says, "Well, this stuff has got to end."
Exactly. And, Phil, I listen to a lot of news just because I'm a news junkie or whatever, and it's all the same garbage. And yours was the first take that I actually agreed on, which is a news.
Well, what are they talking about? What are they saying?
They're talking about reconciliation and giving Arafat another chance.
Forget it. Ain't going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And it needs to be a clean slate. And I've never heard that until you just said that, and it's really awesome to hear.
Thank you very much for calling.
And I love your Romy takes. They're awesome.
Thank you very much.
We can talk about that.
Okay, talk about that. Okay, you're a little in love with me. 1-800-449-8686. Hannah, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey there, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. This is the first time I've listened to you, and I'm so surprised that you were talking about this because obviously...
Just before we were talking about eating cat chili.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm glad I tuned in at the time that I did because I'm so tired. Just like the guy said just before... I'm so tired of all this BS in the media and everywhere else. Nobody's getting to the bottom line. And the bottom line is basically that this has been going on for thousands of years. This has been the Holy Land. This is where it started. This is probably where it's going to end. And in my opinion...
Oh, you mean one of them Bible things, huh?
Well, I mean, since the beginning of time, Israel's been in the center of controversy. They were kicked out by the Romans.
Not necessarily.
For hundreds of years.
I wouldn't say they've always been the center of controversy.
Well,
for a period there, America was, and there was a period there where China was the center of controversy.
I just wanted to say that I think that it's right on that you're just saying it like it is. It's very refreshing.
Well, I'm not saying it the way you are, though, Hannah.
Well, I mean, I don't
agree with your whole biblical revelation thing. No,
well,
I think man is destined to have to slug it out, Hannah. We're not going to get the big payoff of the end of the world. We're going to have to sit here and slug it out. We're going to have to solve the problem.
And I want to say that I'm glad that the Israeli army is defending themselves, because that's what they're called, the Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah.
I am Israeli, and I totally...
Well, then you ain't no Bible thumper.
Well,
you're a good Jew.
You're Israeli?
Are you an Israeli citizen?
I'm an Israeli citizen. I'm born in Netanya.
Okay, now
I'm born in Netanya.
Okay, now are you here on a visit?
I've been here my whole life. My family lives there.
Have you been conscripted? Have you served in the army?
No, I actually didn't have to serve because my mom's an American citizen. My father's Israeli, so I get to skip that.
How come you don't live there?
I'm sorry?
How come you don't live there?
I don't live there because I was pretty much raised here, and I believe in freedom. And even though Israel is the only democratic state in that whole area,
right.
I was there for, you know, many times visiting. It's a very frightening atmosphere, and I'm worried for my family there.
When you say you're an Israeli, what does that mean?
To me, being Israeli, I mean, I'm also a Jew. You know, I'm not just, that's what a lot of people get that misunderstood a lot. They say, oh, you're an Israeli, or, you know, they just think I'm a Hebrew or something. And basically, it's, you know, Jewish is a religion, and I believe in the Jewish religion. I also believe in all other religions, and I believe
No, I know that,
that
but why do you call yourself an Israeli?
I call myself an Israeli because that's where I was born, and that's where my roots are, in Israel.
All right.
And I was just saying in the beginning, I don't mean to, you know, stir up any controversy about biblical things. I'm by far not a religious person. But what I wanted to say was that there is a lot of controversy there because there's a foundation of hate between the Palestinians and the Israeli people. And it probably will not end here. It probably will not end in our lifetime. And it's very sad. But
you know, it's funny.
I'm glad that
everybody likes to say, they can never mention a Palestinian bomber without also giving the equal bad thing that the Israelis did.
Right.
And, you know, I got to be honest with you. The Israelis went there. The Jewish people went there. The Hebrew people, many were Jewish Palestinians. They formed a country. I know they were not there to make the world a miserable place for Palestinians.
Of
it might have been
not.
A badly conceived
a
idea.
People.
But the fact is, there's Jewish farmers, there's Israeli farmers who are trying to... Hold on for a minute there,
Arabic.
Hannah, hold on. There are Israeli farmers that work with their Syrian brothers hand in hand trying to raise crops who get shot at. What's that about?
Well, there's a lot of craziness.
No,
there,
you know, so when you say that there's a lot of hatred, I think the hatred originated on the side of the Palestinians and the Arabs.
Well,
and the recipients of that...
I believe that if there's no peace in somebody's mind, which right now, I don't know if you know, but the children in most of the schools there...
Yeah, I know. They get educated and become bombers. Yes.
There's maps that are without any Israel on it. It's totally disappeared. So without any goal or plan for peace... How can you negotiate?
Right. Okay.
So
thanks for calling, Hannah. Yeah, I got that. You know, everybody likes to say, oh, and by the way, I have to mention this. Every time I get into this topic, I have to mention at least twice a show. I'm not a Jew. I'm not Israeli. I'm Phil Hendry. I'm Irish Catholic. I'm white. Let's see. Does that pretty much qualify me for not being Jewish? Okay. Because I always get the same thing, particularly from callers who are Middle Eastern in origin. You must be a Jew. Why is that? Because of the way you're talking. No, the way I'm talking is because I'm intelligent, I understand the origins of the conflict, and I know that at least in the Arab world, there isn't any sanity or intelligence operating to any great degree right now. That doesn't mean that I'm a Jew. It just means that I got an education. It happens to be a Catholic education. I hope that cleared that up. No, you must be Jew. Oh, okay. Well, you believe whatever you want to believe, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I got a question for you. Why are we even talking about it? Why is there diplomat? Why don't we just get it on? I mean, they're sending over their bombers. The Israelis are going in and doing what they got to do. What's with all this diplomacy? Let's just bring Powell home and let's just get it on. All this talk, I've never heard more hot air and bullcrap in my life about Palestinian sovereignty and the rights of the Palestinian people. Most of this stuff being proffered by people that hate Palestinians. I mean, the Iranians, they wouldn't go across the street to spit on one. There isn't anybody down there that likes a Palestinian. They hate their guts. They think they're just, they think Palestinians are looked upon the way the Irish are looked upon by the rest of Europe. There, is that a fairly decent, because I was going to use another analogy and I didn't want to offend anybody. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Otto on the Phil Henry Show. Otto?
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, just the whole Middle East context, you know, there's a big Jewish and Arab population here in Western Detroit. And a lot of the craziness that's going on there is happening locally, too. For what reasons, I don't know, because we're all got each other's hands in each other's pockets, you know. We're all making a living.
Right.
But you still got Palestinians on, you know, one street corner mustering up some support or non-support for U.S. policy. And, you know,
Palestinians?
Pardon me?
What, Palestinians are getting support for U.S. policy?
Well, they're just standing on the, you know, a street corner during a rush hour.
In other words, they're just being Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's what we do. We stand around with signs and we wave flags and crap.
Right.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, though, you know, it seems like they still can't get along with each other, even that far removed, when what happens out there really doesn't affect the everyday life out here.
Well, I mean, eventually will. I mean, it's eventually going to pull us into it on some level. But I know how I feel about it.
Which
you know, but
stuff.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to say what I want to say. As long as nobody wants to launch a scud into my backyard, they're cool with me, too. They can say whatever the hell they want to say. Problem is, if I want to go into the market and get myself a couple of six-packs of Bud, and I want to get one of them little cocktail sausage bottles, and somebody pulls a bomb on me and turns me into pizza toppings before I can get it out to the car, then I feel a little, you know, I take that personally. Then maybe I just want to load up one of my tanks and send it on over there and see what kind of freaking damage I can do on them. But I mean, and that's what's going on right now. And I say, let it happen. Let it happen. Take Powell out of there. Get all those lightweights out of there. Get all those jive artists, all that baloney about the Palestinians and their neighborhoods and their right to autonomy. And when all it is an effort to destroy the people of Israel and the state of Israel, I say just let them get it on. Let's just go. Forget all the talk. What's all this conversation anyway? Let's go. You want a war? You guys said you want to get it on? You want to open up the furnace of hell? You want to do all this stuff? I say let's go. Iraq and Iran and, boy, don't you get tired of hearing those guys talk and not do anything? If there's one thing that I get tired of hearing, it's all those Arabs talking and not doing anything. Just talk, talk, talk. The only thing they want to do is to strap a bomb on a Palestinian girl. That's their big weapon. Why don't you guys roll some of those tanks you got? Why don't you roll some of the missiles you got? I thought you had some badass soldiers. Let's go, baby. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Because the baloney, the bullcrap, it's over. It's over. Powell ain't going to do nothing. No peace. The only way you're going to stop this is by going in and kicking somebody's ass so thoroughly that it stays kicked. You know, it's one thing to kick ass. It's another thing to kick ass so often that it stays kicked. This time they got to kick an ass and make it stay kicked, man. And that's the only way anything over there is going to get chilled out. When you drop a hammer on them so heavy and so broad and so big, there ain't nothing left. Let the best man win. Whoever comes staggering out of the smoke. You can get Saddam and get his army all marshaled, get them rolling, get those Iranians going, get the Saudis, whatever the hell they got, get them going, get the Syrians and the Egyptians. Let's just crank it up. Let's crank it up and let's roll the tanks. Let's go and let's stop talking about it, because that's all these Arabs know how to do is talk. Now, we said it on the air the other day. You've heard a couple of people mention it. This is a fight that goes back hundreds of years. It's got nothing to do with Palestinians. This is just the tool of the moment. This fight goes back hundreds of years. And it started when the initial Crusades and then the Moorish invasion of Europe and that was repelled and essentially became a war of culture. Who was going to take over as the master culture of the world? The Arabs had it. They lost it. I don't know why. They had it at one time. I believe they did. They tell me that they were the center of civilization. I have no reason to disbelieve that. I'm sure that they were. I'm sure they were just marvelous. Well, guess what? They're not anymore. In fact, they're a joke. Their entire civilization and the leadership of that of those countries is such a joke. The only thing of it is that that's so tragic is that so many people are being hurt. So many of the Arab people and these Palestinian people who are just being used like you wouldn't believe. But they've got a problem because they're no longer the center of the world. That's it in a nutshell. That's it in a nutshell. They look at what we got, and we got it all. We even have a society where all kinds of different religions can coexist, and nobody's blowing anybody up. They don't get that. They don't dig it. They don't know how to make that work. It bothers them that they don't know how to make it work. It drives them crazy. They pace the floor at night. They smoke cigarettes. How is it that they do that over there? That's not the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is the way that we think it's supposed to be in the Quran. But the way they got it going is so bad that they got their soldiers crawling out of trenches, kissing the hands of Marines and wetting their pants. That's what they got going over there. Well, it's come down to it. I say, let's roll. You know the guy, you know what the man said? He said, let's roll, let's roll. You want to fight? You want to kill Americans? Isn't that what you said you want to do? You want to kill Americans. That's a pretty brave statement. And you want to kill Jews. That's a ballsy statement, too. Well, why don't you just start? Why don't you start rocking and rolling? And we will, too. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying anything new. I'm just backing up what the president said. He said it was a war on terror. All of a sudden, he's got Powell over there doing deals with this tablecloth wearer. What's that about? You know, I think the president should do what he says. We back up the Israelis, and we go to town. We take out our nine iron, and we go to work. What do you think? Or is that just a little too scary? Well, I got news for you. There ain't nothing going to happen in the next 24, 48. Ain't nothing going to happen with Powell ever with these monkeys. If you'll pardon the expression monkey, which, by the way, on second thought, I'm kind of glad I used it. Because you don't know who I was talking about, the Jews or the Palestinians. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to John. Hello, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Good. Just want to clear one thing up.
You got your radio turned up?
I'm sorry?
You got your radio turned up there, brother?
Yeah, just drop it.
Could you turn it down? Thank you.
Sure. If I could, when we got bombed at the World Trade Center, okay, Sharon came here, offered us everything we wanted, men, guys, bombs, whatever we needed to defend ourselves. Okay, why is it that Bush gets to the plate and says, you know what, terrorists is going to stop, we won't stand for it. Why should Israel pull out then?
Because Bush doesn't mean what he's saying. Bush, frankly, if you want to know my real read, I think Bush is closer to how I feel about it than what he's saying, but he's got to say those things because he's got to mollify a bunch of people and make everybody think that everything is going a certain way, when in point of fact, I don't think he means it.
But it doesn't. He made the comment.
If you look at it, what real pressure has he put on Israel to stop doing what they're doing?
Well, it's all just talk. But
well,
there's no reason
right.
to put any pressure on him, though.
Huh?
There's no reason to put any pressure on him to stop.
Well, he isn't really.
Sorry.
He isn't really. He's just making the moves. He's making all the right moves. You know how it is. Appearance is everything. You're the president of the United States. You can't exactly talk the way I'm talking. You got to say, well, you know, I think that this is wrong. But I'm sure underneath all of it, Bush is very clear on how he feels. I think everybody in this country is clear on how we feel, that Israel's got every right in the world to do what they're doing. It's an outrage what's happening to their country. And there ain't no stopping it with diplomacy. And I'd be surprised. Maybe Powell wants to go see Arafat tomorrow just because he wants to see how, just take a whiff of how it smells in there, because I hear the toilets ain't working. I think they hear they're crapping into newspapers over there. Here's Katie on the Phil Hendry Show. Katie?
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm, like, really glad that I'm able to talk to you and that, you know, we live in a country where we have the opportunity to state our opinions.
Yeah.
I just had a few things to say. I agree with you on, like, let's roll and let's do all this. However, don't you think that, like, the Palestinians should be given ammunition and things like that, too? Because I don't really see any difference. Yeah,
that's a tough break, isn't it? They happen to be picking a fight, and they don't have the juice to pick the fight. So they got their ammunition. They're throwing their women and their children and strapping bombs on them.
Yeah, but don't you see that as kind of like a defense? I mean, they don't have anything. You're comparing guns with stones. I mean, I think
answer me this question, and then I will hear what you... Answer me this question.
Okay.
You take a woman, you put... Forget it that she was a woman. You take a person, put a bomb on them, and you send them into a bakery where people are buying items for their religious celebration, and you murder individuals who may be pro-Palestinian. In their hearts, they may have sympathy for the Palestinian people. In fact, you murder people who might have, had they lived, done things to help further the cause of peace or Palestinian autonomy. You send them into that shop, you murder them. Now, you tell me how that's defending something. What are they defending exactly?
What
were they defending by doing that?
No, I'm not saying they're defending. All I'm saying is that if you're saying let's roll, I mean,
right.
How is that rolling if they don't have anything? That's all they have is bombing. I mean,
well, I heard every state in the Arab world talk about how they want to open the pits of hell for America and Jews. Now, when you start talking that way, you had damn well better have the juice to back it up. So I'm assuming that they've got all the muscle they need to come to the plate and go to work. If they're talking about killing Jews and Americans, come on, here I am. Kill me.
Talking about killing Jews in America?
Let's see. Iraq, Iran, Al-Qaeda, the Hezbollah, Hamas, Egyptian Islamic Jihad. Where do you want me to end? Forget about where I start. When does it end?
Okay, what's the difference between what Israel is doing to these Palestinians than what Hitler did to the Jews?
Here's what he did. Hitler built camps.
I mean, some of these people
Hitler
are really
had a stated. Can I
How?
Answer your question? Can I answer yeah. your question? Hitler had a stated policy that was government approved and sanctioned to exterminate from the face of the earth Jews. There is no such policy. The Israeli government has no policy concerning exterminating Palestinians. But I will tell you this: there are Arab states. And there are Arab organizations whose stated policy is to exterminate Israel. So why do you keep going back to this comparison between the Holocaust and what's happening to Palestinians? It's an outrage, and it shows, frankly, Katie, that you're no student of history. No student of history at all, you make that comparison.
I'm not, but I just don't think that two wrongs make a right. I mean,
two wrongs. I see. So I'm going to sit there.
What about all the innocent Palestinian children?
And what about the innocent Jewish children and Israeli children who have been butchered up?
How many more people... Look at the casualties. There's way more casualties.
That's right. That's
casualties.
What happens when you pick a fight and you leave your civilians exposed. They are using civilians to hide behind. They are using civilians as their weapons. They're planting bombs on children. And you're worried about civilian casualties when the Palestinian gunmen hide behind civilians. They hide in churches. They hide in office buildings and they hide in schools where they know that if the Israelis attack, they're going to kill. You know how those 13 Israeli soldiers died, by the way? They didn't fire on a 10-year-old boy. They didn't think they had to. Turns out the kid had a bomb strapped to him. I suppose that if they had shot that kid, then we would have had a phone call from you, Katie, saying, how dare they shoot that 10-year-old boy? All he had was a bomb on him.
Okay, well, then why don't they give him some guns then, and maybe they'll start shooting
instead
of bombing.
No, here's how it works in a street fight, Katie. If you pick a fight, then you better have the muscle to follow through with the fight. You don't say, oh, you guys got a big mouth, huh? Well, here's a whole bunch of guns. Why don't you start killing me? You pick a fight with somebody, then you better have the juice and the muscle to follow through with the fight. What sense does it make to say, I hate you, American, I want to kill you? Oh, okay, well, here's a gun. Now, it's a fair fight. Go ahead, kill me.
Well, anyhow, this country is like 100% pro-Israel. So whatever,
right.
I mean, it's a lot
why?
Of it's propaganda,
democracy.
Even from you. I
it's
mean,
a
you're,
democracy.
You're a really funny comedian.
Israel's
I really
a
like
democracy.
Your show,
Israel's a democracy.
A lot of the stuff you say, it's a lot of it's propaganda. And,
no, it's what I really believe.
And you know what I want to say?
Israel's a democracy, Katie. You know what a democracy is?
Are going
you don't, because Arabia, that's a good name for that whole cesspool over there. There's not one democracy there other than Israel. Do you know what a democracy is? That's when the people choose their government. And the Palestinian people, last time I checked, never voted for Yasser Arafat. Hello? All right, goodbye. That last statement may be wrong. I think maybe they did vote for him, except, well, they voted, but they probably miscounted the votes or something. What do you mean propaganda? Okay, propaganda. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Don't forget about the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Man, what an item this is. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and pick up your Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Brand spanking new merchandise from the Phil Henry Souvenir Shop. Here is Jim on the Phil Henry Show. Jim?
Phil, my God, how can you put up with blonde-haired bimbos that have never gone through a functional education system?
I fell in love with her, and I married her. And you're not talking about my wife. Who are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the prior caller.
Well, I don't know. She didn't sound particularly stupid.
Oh, she admitted she wasn't a student of history, and those who are not students of history are born and bound to repeat those.
I knew you were going to say that. I got to hang up. At least she didn't lay a cliche on me within 30 seconds of the phone call. Here's Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Mark?
Hey, Phil, this is Mark. Call from Colorado. I'm just want to voice my opinion. I'm an active duty Air Force type, and I say we roll. That's my opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to start any campaign here. Now, Phil Henry says, let's roll. You know, it's the Phil Henry Let's Roll Club. I'm saying that we've been listening to these people for years, decades, say that they want to destroy us.
Yeah.
Not just Israel, us, America. You know, let's be clear on what it is that's going on here, man. You know what this is? This is Israel's getting the heat because Al Qaeda and the rest of those guys can't touch us now.
Yeah.
And I think now they've changed their strategy. Now they've decided to go after Israel. Do you think it's a coincidence that after 9/11 suddenly all this heat is getting dumped on Israel?
No.
I think it is all part of the same effort to destroy their country, to destroy our society, and it is being driven by a group of fundamentalists.
Uh-huh.
Zealots who believe in the preeminency of their culture over ours, and the stupid, idiotic sheikhs of Saudi Arabia, and the idiots that run Yemen, and the clowns that run Iran and everything else. They've all been co-opted, and they're all just going along with the program because they think it's going to knock us down a notch. Knock us down a notch? We're going to get so angry, we're going to launch an ICBM. Somebody's going to forget to disarm. Uh-oh, there's a nuclear tip on that. Oh, well, okay. Sorry. Knock us down. The Arab world, I think, needs to understand that it's no longer a matter of knocking us down a notch. Now we are so pissed that we are fully, fully capable of and willing to use every single weapon we got. I'm talking about military weapon in our arsenal to just take care of business. Because this stuff has gotten out of hand. And it looks like the only thing that's going to make it happen is dropping a hammer. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Well, no, I don't hope that. It'd make a good war movie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.